I want to share with you briefly something that's been on my heart for the last several years, and that is union with Christ, and specifically the role of suffering in our union with Him. Let me begin by sharing my experience over the last decade, basically, right after we moved to Arkansas from Alabama. We moved here believing that we were to join a ministry here. Shortly after we got here, within a month after having moved everybody here, that ministry that we were a part of, the ministry didn't fold, but we knew that we could no longer be a part of it. We joined a couple of home groups, and they folded fairly quickly after we came here. And that began a decade-long sense of oppression, often accompanied with depression, often feeling overwhelmed at circumstances that I didn't understand, overwhelmed even at trivial things that would come. And I didn't understand this. And initially I thought that it must be something going on with me, something wrong with me, perhaps sin in my life that I wasn't aware of, or unforgiveness, or maybe we missed God's call to come to Arkansas, and was He trying to tell us something? And I would go before the Lord daily on this, for a period of a year or more, and one day I received what was a mild rebuke from the Lord in my spirit. And it was like that He was tired of me coming to Him with all of this, all of these questions. Now, I understand that it's valuable for us to introspect and look at our lives, and if there is sin in our lives that we see, or unforgiveness, or other things that need to be cleared out, that we need to do that. But in my case, I was simply grasping at straws because this experience is so foreign to me. And so I would go to the Lord, and I received this rebuke. And it was just a sign, just that He was tired of listening to this all the time. And He asked me, "Can you be content with this?" And so I told the Lord that I could be. But the sense of oppression continued. And so I thought it must be something, perhaps a demonic attack, spiritual attack of some sort that was coming against me. And I began to rebuke those thoughts that would seem to overwhelm me, or the fear that would seem to come with this oppression. And I would rebuke it and speak truth into it. This was for several years. The oppression remained. And then it was one day when I was talking with someone who was experiencing the same oppression. And this individual told me, "This is God's heart." And as I began to contemplate that, I knew it resonated in my spirit that this was God's heart. God has a heavy heart. His heart is heavy at what He sees in the world. We see this recorded in Scripture. Sometimes it is expressed as anger. Sometimes it's expressed as grief, as when He shared with Jeremiah the grief that he was experiencing at his wayward bride, Israel, and also Judah. He was sorrowful. He was full of grief. He even had to come to the point of giving Israel a bill of divorcement. This pained him. His heart was heavy. It was excruciating. We see that heaviness in Jesus when He looks over Jerusalem and says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would have none of it." And so God's heart is heavy, and his heart is heavy even now, especially now, as he sees what is going on in the world, what is going on and among those who call themselves after his name. And yet, they are so willing to intermarry, if you will, with the culture around them, failing to take up their cross of radical obedience to him. And so, over the past several weeks, I found myself sharing with the Lord my desire to come into greater unity with him. And once again, he upbraided me, and he said, "You are in unity with me. We are one. I am in you." You see, there's no greater or lesser unity, or greater or lesser oneness. We are either one with Christ or we're not. And he assured me that I was one with him. And so my prayers began more along the lines of, I want to walk in that unity. I want to walk in greater consciousness of that unity. And what I was expecting was to come into this blissful state of knowing that I was his, and that nothing that could come against me could faze me, and that I could easily overcome every arrow, every persecution, every evil thought, everything, and that it would be something that would be an overwhelming and overcoming experience. I did not expect to experience this darkness, if you will, this dark side of the emotions of God. But when I heard this word from this fellow traveler, this is God's heart, I knew that God was sharing with me his heart of heaviness, his grief, his sorrow. Friends, I know that there are any number of you who are listening to this who have had similar experiences. I've talked to too many people. This is a privilege. Paul states it so. He says in his letter to the Philippians, he says, "Do not be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him." This is a privilege. God has taken us into the inner council of his deepest emotions. I would urge you not to become discouraged. Be encouraged. You are sharing God's heart with him. I want to suggest to those of you who have been experiencing this heaviness of heart, and I know it's a heaviness that sometimes leaves you crippled and even paralyzed by the overwhelming darkness that you're experiencing. Oh, friend, you are incredibly honored that God would choose to share with you some of his darkest but most intimate emotions. Yes, you are being brought into his most inner counsel as you share that pain of his own heart. Be encouraged that you're suffering. Well, maybe not recognized by others, even by spiritual brothers and sisters, your suffering is being used by God to bring forth his ultimate purposes through Christ Jesus, our head, and through us, his body. I challenge you to ask the Lord as you pass through the valley of death how you might minister to his heart and carry it valiantly for his glory. He alone is worthy of that honor, of your sharing his heart. God bless you.